You know, one of the things that I'd like to point out is that, really and truly, God knows that very often these waits are going to be hard. These times of persevering are going to be hard. That's why he calls it suffering. Yeah, he calls it suffering because it is hard. And so one of the best things we can do is just be honest with God. And rather than, you know, allow ourselves to grow angry, bitter, there are some other responses. Listen to this, though. How else do we sometimes respond, again, even if only sporadically, when we're finding it difficult to wait? I mean, we are really having a hard time waiting. A hard time waiting. Maybe we've grown impatient. Maybe impatience has given way to anger. Maybe anger has turned into bitterness. What's going on? What's happening with regards to the way we're responding to God's promise? We're doubting him. About specific matters, about life in general, we're doubting him. And again, whether we're doubting that he has the ability, I mean, just the power, the might to change the situation. Whether we're doubting that he has the wisdom, you know, because sometimes situations are pretty complex, at least for us humans. And we may begin to treat the situation as though God's mental abilities are as limited as our mental abilities. And we may doubt whether he has the wisdom, the know-how needed to change the circumstances. We may question whether he wants to change things for us. The truth be told, sometimes the answer is no. He does not always want to change things the way we want him to change things. Sometimes he wants the suffering to continue because he's building character within us. That's even better. Remember, perseverance produces character. And sometimes, even in our last days, when we have been walking uprightly with God, we have been pleasing him. I'm not saying we've been perfect. The only perfect man is Jesus. But there are many of us who are not perfect, but we do very, very well because we allow the power and the grace of God's Spirit who lives inside of us to give us the ability we need to think the kinds of thoughts that are pleasing to God, to develop the kinds of attitudes that are pleasing to God, to develop the overall lifestyle that we know based on God's written word is pleasing to God. So we're not perfect, but we know that we're striving continually for perfection. And we can look back and say, hey, you know what? I remember when. And we'll think back to a time when, in a similar situation that we find ourselves in now, we would have responded very differently. And the response would not have been as good as it is now. And we are relieved and encouraged by the fact that we see progress in our lives. The Holy Spirit giving us the power, the wisdom, the proddings to do what he knows we need to do. And us yielding to the Holy Spirit, doing what we need to do more and more and more. Walking with God. But when that wait is long enough, when the suffering is hard enough, we can begin to doubt God. Does he want to give me what I've been asking for? And at one point we were convinced he does want me to have this. Sometimes we make mistakes and we just get it wrong. We think this is what God was conveying when he really wasn't. And we were sure this is what he was conveying, and we just misperceived what God was conveying. He does not always give us what we want, even when it is something as critical as a physical healing. Remember the prophet Elisha, who walked uprightly before God and served faithfully, yet he died from a disease that was in his feet. God did not heal him. God worked through Elisha to heal many people, to raise from the dead. He worked many miracles through Elisha. We have no written accounts of Elisha ever having walked away from God, ever having gotten slack in his living. All we read about is Elisha pleasing God. And yet it was God's will that Elisha die from the disease that was in his feet. We could go on and on. It is not always God's desire, God's will to give us what we want, even when it is something that we consider critical. Think about how Elisha must have been fine-tuning his attitude towards God, his walk with God. As this man looked back on how faithful he had been to God, and yet he was dying of this disease because God had chosen not to heal him. Think about how his love for God must have been being strengthened in his dying weeks, his dying days. Have you ever found yourself becoming so angry at God that your sins against him were not only internal, your thoughts, attitudes, etc., but maybe you began to sin physically. Maybe you began to do drugs, drink alcohol, have sex with someone who was not your spouse. We can react in a number of ways, and I'm only giving a few. And again, I'm just being real. To the extent that we will be real, we can find ourselves in a position where we can get help. These are some of the things that we do when we're not waiting the right way. These are some of the responses, reactions that we can find becoming part of our lives when the waiting is hard and we're waiting the wrong way. Sometimes we're waiting still, but our attitudes are messed up. We're upset with God because he's not speeding up the process. And we go back and forth. Sometimes we're okay with God. At other times, attitude. We're waiting the wrong way. I want to encourage us to wait the right way, even when the wait is hard. And one of the greatest starting points is by loving God so much that we grow to a point where we refuse to be angry at him. We refuse to cop an attitude. We refuse to become bitter. And we just want to ask God to help us allow the grace that his spirit gives us to empower us to wait well. To wait the right way. And notice what I'm sharing with you. This is all about being deliberate. We are purposefully deciding this is the way we're going to be. It takes being real. It takes being honest. Looking at where we have messed up, whether internally, externally, or both, when we have not waited well in times past, and making a commitment to be better waiters from now on, to wait the right way. We can do it, not on our own. Like I said before, it's going to take the power of God's Spirit doing what only God can do in us, so then he can do through us what only he can do. As we partner with him and make up our minds, we're going to wait well. I'll be right back.